Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast.
Hello everyone, my name's Brock Ollie.
The Brock Ollie.
Yeah. Isn't it funny thing, I just remember this now. So I used to get called Broccoli and my brother used to get called Jay Leaney after pasta.
Really?
Yeah.
You should legally change your name to Broccoli.
Broccoli.
People love it.
I don't know how such the girlfriend would feel about that.
Huh?
I don't know how the girlfriend would feel about that.
The girlfriend?
You get married to... that's a bit of a step forward, Brock. Settle down. I'm going to stop talking. Let's just get to the podcast.
All right. This one's a little bit of one that it's more of an interest point for me. I don't know if it's going to interest many people, but I think about this often. And not so much... So it's about the art of motivation, but also the art of creation and how they work together. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about motivation. It's about what causes the motivation. Because the reality is people don't achieve what they want to achieve. They don't achieve the results they want to achieve because, one, they're not motivated enough to. They don't hold it enough, but they don't understand creation either. So when people say you can achieve anything you want to achieve, that's fine. But how do you do that? Like, it really interests me how people can go through their life, their entire life, and end up living on the pension.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Mm.
Waste,
but did they not maximize their full potential? I mean, that might have been their goal, and they certainly achieved it.
Yeah.
But it's like, did they not maximize their full potential? So it comes back to, like, what is your full potential? What can you achieve? If your results aren't what they want to be at work, you'd really have to look at why, rather than doing it year after year after year after year. Mm. If you want to be worth this many millions of dollars, how do you do that? If you want to have 5 homes across the world, how do you do that? If you want to be the number one in your field, how does that come? Like, these, I always think about this sort of stuff, and it's like, it's available to everybody. Mm-hmm. So I started my life with, you know, just normal parents and, you know, all the challenges that come with the thing. But when I got to about 25, something happened. And it's like, boom, something turned on in me. And it has not changed. And for you, I don't know, you'll get there one day, Broccoli, when something turns on
one
you.
One day. Might hit in the face.
Yeah, you might end up on the pension.
Yeah. No. 30-year-old retiree.
But you are quite hungry for your age and what you want to do. You know what you want to do. I think you've been very fortunate to find, you know, your skill set, which is excellent. But people might be listening to this, might have 3 kids, might be a single mum working, like literally snowed under in life, literally trying to keep up. But I think to myself, why can't they achieve, or why can't she achieve, or even a single dad, what they want to achieve? Like, what is that? Where's that gap? Where's that thrust point that's going to change their life? And there's so many people around that you see this thing. The lady that created Spanx, you know what Spanx are?
No.
Yeah, these tight things that women put on. She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling was a single mum writing a book between dinners, like, you know, cooking dinner, writing a book. Where's that point that changes your life? And I think that's available to everybody. But it doesn't happen in an instant for most people, or hardly anybody. But there's something that happens. So first thing is, motivation is created by pain, I reckon.
Yeah.
Great long-lasting motivation is usually because of a painful event or two, or in my case, 50, that happened all along the way. But pain creates a shift. So we quite often try and avoid pain. We don't want this to happen. We don't want this, you know, whatever. But some of the best successes have come from the deepest pain.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But there's 2 types of motivation, external, internal. External motivation is like going to a seminar. And really, how many seminars have changed lives?
Well, I don't know. I've never been to one, but I'd say next to none.
Not many, I don't think. Yeah. How many people have gone to Tony Robbins are still doing the same thing that they were last year?
So they're not going to walk out the seminar and go, oh, I see the light.
No.
It's like some people when they go to counselling. You go sit down at a counselling, not that I would know, but you sit down at a counselling session and you walk out. What are you supposed to do? You walk out and you do, I see the light of happiness.
Yep.
Well, there it was the whole time.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
One random lady.
Thank you, probably. That's enough. I'll tell you where seminars are good. It can give you an idea or two, or that you implement.
Yeah.
That's where they're quite good. Get a bit of energy, an energy spike, but you'll also get an idea or two. But you've got to actually have the motivation to execute and execute and execute and execute. But the best motivation is internal. So something happens where you make a decision inside yourself to say enough's enough. That's it. I reckon that's where the magic starts to happen. Where you say, this is the sort of life that I want to live, and today I'm going to change direction. I'm going to make some different decisions. I'm going to make some different, create a different path. I'm going to start studying different. You're going to change your behavior. That's where I reckon things start.
For sure. For sure.
You were going to add to that?
Yeah. Well, like sometimes, I remember when I kind of made the decision to just make videos, and I don't reckon it's like, okay, I've made the decision now, the rest of your life, just work. Work, 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 work. I reckon it's just make the decision, and every decision that you make from now on has to be related to that decision.
Yeah. But sometimes people get caught in the wheel of life and just can't get out.
Yeah.
Just,
and it helps a lot if you actually like doing the thing.
You do.
I can't even explain it.
You do. I want people to start thinking of motivation like chocolate now. Chocolate is great, but it's temporary.
Yeah.
The feeling is great, but it's temporary. That's external motivation. Internal motivation is like deciding to go on a plant-based diet or totally changing your diet, and the longer term benefit of that is going to be like your body's going to change, you get abs back, you'll feel better, all of this. So there's two types of motivation, and the second one is the hardest, but that's going to fuel your success, the internal one, the internal motivation to do stuff when other people aren't looking, to do stuff with very little instant reward, to do stuff that's going to create long-term future success, but really, really boring, laborious stuff in the short term.
Yeah, for sure.
But creation's even more interesting because, like, think about, you want something in life, a new car. How do you get that car? So it goes from a picture to a thing. How do you create, where's the gap for that thing? Because when you think about something, Esther Hicks says it's 99% vibrationally created.
Yeah.
All you need to do is now bring it into your world. But how do you do that?
Well, you work. If you want a new car, you work and you make money.
Yeah, you work. Yeah, sure. But everyone's working. Do they all go buy new cars? How do they end up on a pension? We started with that.
Yeah.
So surely those people would have had a desire along the way or two.
We'd like to think so, but maybe they just didn't go after it enough.
Yeah.
That's probably the big thing.
Yeah. I think once you combine motivation with energy management, now you start to change your life.
Mm.
So internal motivation with energy management. And what I mean by energy management is you actually have to start to understand that things start vibrationally, then they move, they almost move with your energy stream. You hold that thought enough and you hold that desire enough and you match it with the action, like you were saying before, all the choices and decisions that you make around that. It's no different than losing weight. So someone who's 120 kilos decides, I've had enough. That music's back on.
I know. Some casual music in the background for you guys.
I don't know if you hear the music, but someone who's 120 kilos can turn it around in an instant, as in the decision around it, but they go through some pain where they think, I'm not going to sit at the beach anymore and feel embarrassed.
Yeah, well, that's David Goggins in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's it. So you change, turn it around, but you've got to hold that thing. But you know what they're seeing? When they change it, they're seeing the skinny version of themselves.
Yeah.
So that's what's driving them. And that's the vibrational manifestation of themselves. Now your actions have got to line up with that. That's why you can be, do, or have anything. You can actually create any style of life that you want. Not many people know this, but one day I want an island.
You do?
I do. I've never really...
Jesus.
I want an island, but with waves. I'm going to get it at some point. Awesome. An island that has some waves on it somewhere that I can just surf and there's no one out there, just me. Yeah.
Wow.
That's one day, Broccoli, and I've put it on this podcast. Yeah. That's what I'm going to create one time. There's absolutely no reason I can't have that. So what have I got to do in the meantime? I've got to create wealth. I've got to grow this business. I've got to do these podcasts. I've got to do these videos. I've got to do this stuff. I've got to build my profile. I've got to build leverage. I've got to enjoy life. Like, there's something about it when you enjoy, when you really understand the energy management of your success, you won't want to hang around misery too much. You won't want to hang around anger too much, because that's like saying, I want to run a race, but you're running the opposite direction. You're never going to win doing that. So the art of energy management is the reason that you will get what you want.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not motivation. Motivation is like the fuel. It's like the it's like the engine.
Yeah.
You know, and the size of your outboard on your boat, you're either going to have like a 200 horsepower or one of those little ones that drive the yachts around them.
Yeah.
little 2 horsepower. Your motivation, your internal motivation, I reckon, is in direct reflection to something that's happened in your life.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Without a doubt. That's one thing to have that. But, you know, lots of people that work hard but don't actually get... We just had a guy that we just put off recently.
Mm.
He worked hard.
Mm.
Hardish.
Yeah.
But his results weren't there.
Because
his energy management around creation was different.
Yeah, 100%. So do you think it's like... So you want an island, right?
Mm.
But you don't go to work every day saying... I'm not going to work because I want an island.
No.
Not because that external motivation.
I do go to wealth every day, though. And it's good question you're asking. I do go to wealth every day to build a certain level of wealth. I do go to work every day to build a certain level of wealth.
Yeah. Well, that's that internal motivation.
Yeah.
I think with me, the external motivation kind of helps when it's like, oh, if I have to get up early, I would say to myself, oh, if you want to be a famous videographer, you got to be willing to get up early.
Yeah, you do.
But that sort of external motivation.
Which you
helps
really
me.
Do.
Which I really do. But, like, yeah. So, like, that sort of external motivation helps me because it actually, like, I kind of say to myself, if you don't get up, you're going to fail.
For sure. You do need external motivation.
Yeah.
You actually do need to, some things inspire you, some things give you a kick. I'll tell you, one of the drivers for me is my lounge when I was growing up.
Mm.
So, my parents were quite poor.
Mm.
Not quite poor, very poor. So, most of my childhood, I got hand-me-downs from the kids up the road.
Yeah.
And then... rarely we had food in our cupboards. I used to eat tomato sauce on bread for most of my primary school years because we'd never had food in our cupboards.
Me and Mom just getting bacon and eggs.
Yeah, you're getting bacon and eggs brought in by big calf lion making you in a dressing gown. Morning, broccoli. Sorry about your bacon and eggs being a little chilly this morning. I'll heat them up in the microwave if they're not to your satisfaction. Anyway, so we used to have this lounge pretty much my entire childhood. And, you know, when things like lounges and whatever else, they're just not a priority when you don't have any money. You're just trying to live and eat and survive. My dad used to drink all the wage my mum and my dad used to drink. So, pretty much. But we used to have this lounge with holes in it.
Mm.
And I had a friend up the road, because I grew up in Maroubra, and Maroubra was some wealthy people, some poor people, mostly poor people back then, but middle class and a few wealthy-ish people. So a friend of mine, his dad had 2 Porsches. He lived about... half a K up the road, 2 Porsches, beautiful house, those big Samoyed dogs, those big white fluffy ones, those ones, and he had beautiful white leather lounge, like amazing. And I go home and we had cigarette burns on this brown, white and brown striped lounge that my grandparents gave my parents when I was a baby, and I was like 10, 12, whatever years old. And I used to think to myself, I used to say to my mum, why don't you buy a leather lounge?
Yeah.
Like the guys up the road. Like, why don't we have one of those? Never could understand it. It really bothered me.
Yeah.
And it's like, we had one of those TVs where the channel's like, and you have a remote control with a wire going to it.
Jesus.
But my friends used to have like the remote control. Like, anyway, I'm not complaining.
No.
But that, I reckon that lounge is one of the reasons I have become successful and becoming successful. And that lounge is almost instrumental for me creating wealth.
Because
it's like I could never understand it.
Yeah.
Like I'd be like, why?
Mm.
You know? So it's like that lounge is gonna convert into an island one day.
There you go.
Yeah. So the pain, even though at the time it was not pain, it was just more curiosity and wonder. But the pain of not having that choice is something that's so deep within me. But now I see that energy management is the reason that that island will come into my world one day.
Mm.
But what do I need to be? I need to be constantly focused on better. I need to be constantly looking at how do I create, what sort of person would have an island? Confident, pumped, happy, keen, motivated, all that sort of stuff. That's the person I need to be. Because there's a gap. There's a gap with what you want and there's a gap with who you are. And it's that energy of... boom. We talk about the Big Ben created the universe. I don't believe that. But we talk about, some people say 2 rocks hit each other and created the universe, whatever, the Big Bang. But I reckon there's a Big Bang of creation. You do the work, you stay motivated enough, you do the work over and over and over and over and over again. You grow as a person. You have this picture that you're running to. And at some point in time, when you vibrationally line up with that, boom, it comes into your world. Yeah. And you can see it over and over and over again with yourself and people. Like they win the lottery.
Yeah.
People win the lottery. They go in and pick the numbers. That circumstance and event comes together at the perfect time when you vibrationally become that person.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. I was watching a video on Kanye West the other day, and I can't remember the exact lyrics he said, but someone asked him, like, when did you think that you made it? And Kanye West said, he wrote this lyric. I'll find the video. He wrote this lyric, right? And after he wrote the lyric, he went in this elevator, which is in a shopping center. He took a deep breath and he said to himself, treasure this moment because it'll be the last time you'll be able to walk in public without being noticed.
There you go.
Or that normally. And it was full true. And he just said he just knew inside that this was it. This was the one.
100%.
Crazy.
There you go. Kim Kardashian, when she was 9 years old, I saw a video that they showed on TV. She used to say, all I want to be is famous. Yeah. I just want to be famous. And that's all she used to say. So I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about
goosebumps right now.
goosebumps. I want you to think about where is that gap for you? Who do you need to become? Are you internally motivated enough? What sort of energy management plan do you have and what do you want? Is it enough? So in 10 years' time, you're still running towards it if it's not there. Once you have those things going on, you will become successful. You will create what you want and you will learn the art of creation.
Peace.